is made. And guess what? We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're certainly grateful for each of you participating and being a part of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we're grateful for your continued support. And we praise God for including us in his plan for this day. Sounds like many of you are already moving about and making room for what yet lies ahead. And we're grateful that you have decided to include God in your plans from the very outset. And we know that we have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as recorded in Matthew 6:33. And the Bible says all of these other things shall be added unto us. So here it is, the 19th day of March. Can you believe it? And this coming Sunday will be Palm Sunday. And then, of course, after that, following Palm Sunday, we know Holy Week experiences leads us right into Good Friday as well as Resurrection Sunday. And so we're excited and we're on tiptoe expecting great things in terms of what God is going to do. And we believe that the resurrection is that we might have life and have more abundantly. And John 3:16 lets us know that God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So we're encouraged today, and we thank God for his keeping power. We thank God for including us in his plan for what he yet has in store in the earth realm. And we realize and we're confident in the fact that he will never leave us. He will never let us go. And he loves us too much to leave us where we are. Somebody ought to say amen. Well, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, the Lord just pressed in my spirit to share with you out of Philippians, very familiar passage of scripture. And we'll talk more about this perhaps on next week and maybe even during the Holy Week time. But it's found in Philippians, the third chapter, starting at verse number 5, we find these words. It says, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews concerning the law, a Pharisee concerning zeal, persecuting the church concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these have I counted loss for Christ. And then it goes on to say in verse number 8, yet I indeed also count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. And verse number 9, and being found in him, not having my own righteousnesses, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness is from God by faith. So, you know, as I meditated and prayed and deliberated over that this morning, I want to encourage somebody and let you know, and probably do this over the next couple of weeks, and let you know that you have a date with destiny. Yeah, as we are in this Lenten season and as we are processing our lives, and you know, here it is March and we're still in the first quarter of this year, God has been faithful to us. God has secured us. God has brought us. He keeps on making a way. That's a song that says he keeps on making a way. And so even when it looks like we don't have enough, as we were talking about Sunday, you have just enough to continue to be sustained by God, and God will never leave you where you are. And he loves you too much to leave you there. He has a plan in store. And so I want to let you know that you have a date with destiny. God, my brother, God, my sister, has something great in store. And it's a date with destiny. It's not a video game. It's not something that you pull up and think that you can play, but it's something to which a person or a thing is destined for, a date with destiny. It's a predetermined course of events often held to be irresistible power or agency. Well, let me put it this way. God has a great end in store for you. Some of you may be struggling right now and trying to make sense of your life and trying to put the pieces together. Some of you may feel as if things are not going according to what you're believing God to do. You're seeing something different in the natural as different than what you're expecting God to do in the spirit realm. Philippians 1:6 says this, "He who has begun a good work in you is well able to bring it to a flourishing finish." So God has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said, "I'll be with you always, even until the end." And hear this today, his promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. So whatever it is you're going through, know that God has promised that if he started that work in you, he's well able to bring it to a flourishing finish. And that lets me know that we have a date with destiny. Somebody just write that down. I have a date with destiny. I haven't completely arrived. I'm still going through, Pastor. I'm still trying to process all of the pain, all of the problems, all of the drama in my life. But God has put a seal on my life. God has done something in me that's going to keep propelling me to reach that place that he's called me to. Jeremiah 29:11 puts it this way, and you already know this scripture. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Somebody shout hallelujah. So we have a date with destiny. We can trust God's word. We can depend on God's word. We know that if God said he would do a thing, it shall come to pass. His promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. So I want to encourage somebody who's perhaps on their way to work, and you're just kind of trying to figure out how I'm going to make this thing work out. How are things going to come together? I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. I don't know how I'm going to continue this plan. Know that God has not forsaken you. He still has you on his mind. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. There is no secret to what our God can do, and what he's done for others, he will do for you. So if you but yet trust and never doubt, yes, surely, somebody say surely, surely he will bring you out. And when you look at Paul in this text in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, we read verses 5-9, Paul understood that he had a date with destiny. And Paul, you know, was a persecutor of the church. He was doing all kind of things. He describes his pedigree. He describes his family heritage. He describes all of the work that he had accomplished. But Paul understood that he had a date with destiny. When he met the Lord as his personal savior, he turned from his wicked ways. As it says in 1 Corinthians, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. So what are you saying today, preacher? I'm saying that if you know and you declare and decree that you have a date with destiny and God has placed a good work on the inside of you, then there are some things that you have to let go of in order to pursue the destiny that God has in store. And so it was with Paul. Paul understood that after God had called him, after God had changed him, after God had pointed him in a new direction, that he had to let go of some of the nice things that really didn't matter. You know, we're holding on to a whole lot of things that really don't matter. And that's what's really sometimes, I would believe, hinder and prevent us from moving forward towards the destiny that God has for our lives. And Paul, in this text in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 5-9, Paul had an absolute focus. If we're going to continue to keep our date with destiny and know that even though we might have some rough patches, even though we might fall short of the glory of God, we have to have an absolute focus. And his absolute focus gave him an absolute willingness to let go of the nice things that really didn't matter. There's some nice things that we have. There's some nice associations. There's some nice relationships that many times can be pulling us in the opposite direction in terms of where God is leading us on our course to our date with destiny. Notice some of the things that Paul had to discard, as I've already read Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 5-9. His heritage, he said he was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He let that go, his pure lineage. from the tribe of Benjamin. He let go of his former legalism. He was a strict Pharisee. He let go of his past zeal. He was a persecutor of the church. He let go of his self-righteousness and lived a blameless life. So in other words, Paul narrowed his focus so that he could discard those things that really didn't matter that much to him. As a matter of fact, he said, all of my accomplishments, all of the pedigree and all the degrees that I have, he said, I count everything as garbage. That's what he says, for the sake of obtaining Christ. In other words, for pressing toward that mark and continuing on the road to destiny. He would lose it all if that allowed him to gain the intimacy he needed to have with Christ. Some people, as believers, we have to make sure that we change our thinking, we change our attitude, we sharpen our skill, we sharpen our focus, and then we begin to think of the things that the Bible tells us that's necessary in order for us to complete this destiny that God has on the line, that God has already predestined for us. And throughout the Bible, you'll find that there were leaders, great leaders, who had to withdraw themselves of some of the things that they held close to them in order to fulfill the destiny that God had assigned for their lives. You remember Abraham, don't you? He left his homeland. He left all of his wealth. He left his friends, and he went into a new land because he focused on the unseen kingdom that God had in store for him. I just want to encourage you today, as you prepare to move into this day, know that you have a date with destiny, and that eyes haven't seen nor ears heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that God has in store for you. But there are some things we have to let go of. There are some things that we have to release ourselves from in order for us to fulfill the destiny that God has for our lives. I'm going to stop right there for today, and I'll pick this up next week. But I hope and pray that you understand that even though you haven't completed everything that you think you should, even though it looks like things are not aligning the way you think they ought to in your life, God is not forsaking you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end. You can count on God. Know that his promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. And need I remind you today that you have a date with destiny. There are some things that you have to let go of in order to move forward in your pursuit to please him. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we're eternally grateful for this day. We do thank you for our lives. We thank you for that reminder that we have a date with destiny. And we thank you, dear Lord, for your keeping power. We thank you for continuing to allow us to pursue that which you have placed upon our hearts and our hands to do. And so now, God, we ask that even as we move forward into the remainder of this day, that you will cover us, you will keep us, that you will protect us. And we decree and declare even today that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. So we pray for that person who's still searching and seeking and trying to find their way. And we pray for that person who's in doubt and who's struggling and straining and trying to make sense of it all. Meet them, O God, even today on this 19th day of March at the point of their needs and show yourself strong on their behalf. And God, we'll be ever mindful to give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. It's in the powerful and marvelous and mighty name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right. Well, the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And don't forget now to keep those spiritual antennas up today. I believe God is going to position you to be a blessing to somebody else. Okay, so until next time, remember you have a date with destiny. Be blessed.